As I mentioned, the Block 1 satellites are no longer functional. They were retired. The last was retired in 1995. The oldest of the satellites that are operating today are the Block 2s. And it's amazing that their life has extended so far beyond the expected mean mission duration of about 11 years. They're radiation hardened. They were originally built to provide selective availability and anti-spoofing capability. Of course, selective availability has been turned off. This is the dithering of the clocks that was done to degrade the CA code positioning. Anti-spoofing is still available and turned on from time to time. This is the encryption of the P code into the Y code. The objective of anti-spoofing, of course, is to prevent bad guys from broadcasting signals that masquerade as GPS signals to confuse receivers, GPS receivers. In other words, the Block 2 satellites were built to accommodate these components, SA and AS. There are the upgraded Block 2As. The first of those was launched in 1990. Well, the Block 2A can function continuously for 6 months without intervention by the control segment. That's, I suppose, good, but even if that were done, the navigation message, of course, would degrade dramatically in that amount of time. Block 2s, like Block 1s, have the rubidium and cesium clocks, or frequency standards, or oscillators. And while the Block 2s have extended beyond what they were expected to be able to do, they, of course, do wear out, and more and more of them will be retired as time goes on.